Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Always a privilege to fill in for the great Tara, my buddy. She'll be back in a couple of days. Don't worry. Don't panic. And coming up, big announcement right after the Tara Show in 1 hour, Straight Talk with Bill Frady premieres. Now, you all know Bill Frady. You know him from Lock and Load, his show, and you know him from filling in for Tara many times. But Bill Frady starting his own show here, 10 to noon, right after the Tara Show. Straight Talk with Bill Frady premieres in about an hour. Very exciting stuff. Lee, my friend.
Yes.
Are you one of those kind of guys who likes to organize your cabinets, or does your wife do it, or do you just not care?
I make attempts at times.
That's honest.
And just so that I have to do so carefully and diplomatically not to offend the boss.
Oh, because she doesn't like an organized cabinet?
No. She may not like the way I organize it. So.
Oh, I see. I got it. All right.
You know, I have to make sure that things are done from her perspective. So.
All right. So the reason I'm asking is because apparently there's this trend now. You know, the people online who like to organize things and every little container matches and all that. I'm one of those weird people, just letting you know.
Well, you know, I like a nice looking closet or pantry,
Right. Absolutely. Well, apparently if you like that, you're a racist.
See, I like to find things. I don't think that has anything to do with my race.
No, it does. You got to get with these woke professors, Lee. You got to get with the program here. Jenna Drenton, an associate professor of marketing at Loyola University, said that this recent obsession with organizing kitchen and pantry spaces, which apparently is on TikTok, which I'm not on, but apparently it's pushing societal standards that the average American cannot keep up with while tricking consumers into spending more money. I'd never given it that much thought, had you?
No, not at all. That's just...
Oh, no, it gets worse. It gets worse. It's the new minimalism approach. I'm working on that. I've been reading these books about organizing and trying to get rid of like five things a day.
Have you heard of that? I agree with that. I think we have too much stuff. I'm not one of these anti-capitalists, but listen, my family suffers from having too much stuff.
We all do. We all do. So I'm trying to do five things a day. If you get rid of just five little, even little things every day,
if I could get rid of five things a year out of my garage, I'd be happy.
That's a problem. Yeah. So anyway, apparently this new approach is just, according to her, just a thinly veiled excuse to entice people to buy more items. Well, I get that. The containers and, I understand all that. Okay. But she goes further. She says tidiness is tangled up with status, and messiness is associated with assumptions about personal responsibility and respectability. She goes further. Cleanliness, she says, has historically been used as a cultural gatekeeping mechanism to reinforce status distinctions based on a vague understanding of niceness. She said what lies beneath the surface of this anti-messiness is a history of classist, racist, and sexist social structures. Not making that up.
Well, she's making it up, but I know you're not in reporting on it. But I mean, I'm sorry. Look at the converse of that. Then you are assuming and putting upon those with color that they are indeed messy and not organized. That's what you're saying.
Right. Then she said, this is so funny. According to her research, I'm using air quotes here, all right? She says the social media influencers who push what she calls pantry porn, not making this up, are predominantly white women who demonstrate what it looks like to maintain a nice home by creating a new status symbol, the perfectly organized, fully stocked pantry. So you're a racist, a sexist. Wait, let me get the last one here. Let's see. Racist, sexist, and classist, if you're into that.
So, so conservatives want to organize a pantry. Liberals want to organize the workplace.
Ooh. I like that. That's excellent. Yeah. So I don't know. This is a woman who clearly, I'm guessing, just based on what I know about her, graduated from one of those colleges. You know what I'm talking about.
Now you're making the assumption that she's actually a biological woman.
Well, I've seen a picture of her.
Okay.
She looks,
well, then
she's pretty, you know. She's a pretty girl.
Okay.
She looks like, you know, she looks like she's born a woman.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm just laughing because, honestly, you would give that much thought. I just try to get it organized so that I know not to buy something I already have.
Yeah.
You know, and I just like my cupboards organized.
I mean, who needs five bottles of expired cayenne pepper, you know?
My husband.
I can't. I'm trying to get rid of them so that I can just find the one that has been bought in the past year. You know?
See, that's how I am. I try to have my little spices.
No.
This sounds bad. Spices organized alphabetically.
Right. Well, no, I'm not going that. If I've just got stuff that's not outdated and one thing that I can find without everything else piled on top of it, I'm a happy chef. So.
Well, the whole thing is this. If you, my attitude about having too much stuff, which we all do, most of us in America have too much stuff. If you can't immediately locate whatever it is you need,
right.
All right, do I have a fire extinguisher? Do I have a pair of skis? Do I have, you know, whatever it might be, okay?
Yeah.
If you can't even tell me what room it's in, you don't need it.
I think you're absolutely right. You're onto something here. Yeah.
And there are people like that. If you can't immediately locate which drawer that shirt is in or whatever, then you don't need it because you can't find it, therefore you can't use it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I had no idea that it was all about sexism and racism and classism to organize your counters. And
who knew?
Insulting.
Yes.
Well, how like you mentioned, how insulting to POC, as we call it now, people, anybody of color, I guess, can't keep their cabinets organized.
I have evidence to negate that.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is a problem with college today. They teach women. Well, women and men, I guess, but women to just get up every morning and look for something to complain about or something that's got some deeper meaning behind it.
Well, because everything has to do with your assigned gender at birth and your race. So,
yeah, it's white privilege. Yeah. It's my white privilege that I actually like to have things organized. And it's interesting, too, because I've always been the kind of person, I will step over things on the floor because that doesn't bother me as much, but my cabinets have to be totally organized.
Okay.
So I don't get that about myself, but I don't know. Oh, here's a hoarder texter. By the way, text line's always open. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line's open. 71307, 71307. Texter said, making excuses, Lee. You ready? But if you get rid of it, this is what my husband says, you only get half of what it's worth. And then if you need it again, you have to replace it. You're going to pay three times as much because of inflation.
Now, that is a good point. Listen,
that's not a good point. That's an excuse.
I'm just going to say that I'm happy that over the past, say, 5 to 6 years, I've been able to get both vehicles into our two-car garage.
That's important.
Yeah.
That is big.
There's not room for the pickup truck, but it wouldn't quite fit in there anyway. So.
Right. Texture, my pantry is totally organized because there's so little in it. I get that, too. I've been trying to, you know, store some more food. I mean, I'm not going to go Mormon on you. I'm not putting down Mormons in any way.
No.
I'm not going to go full LDS, but I have tried to keep a couple of weeks worth of food in the house.
Right.
You know, and water and things
and
like that.
I think that's a smart thing to do. Because you never know once we go fully electric when the government's going to shut the power off. So.
Right. Or the gas stove or anything else.
Exactly.
You know, try to even stock it up on things like Top Ramen, which always gives me a headache in the morning if I eat it. But at least it'll last for the next 25 years in your cabinet.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Can't kill it. You know, and how many, you know, it's pretty amazing when you think about America. You get Top Ramen or something like that. I mean, how many chemicals can you cram in there for a quarter? That's pretty good.
Oh, better life through chemistry.
Yeah, exactly right. You'll be well preserved throughout the Holocaust or whatever the nuclear Holocaust or whatever's coming. If you, I don't know, if the what is it? The Living the Wait? What is it? The Living Dead? What's that show?
Zombies, The Walking Dead.
Yes, The Walking Dead. There you go. So you'll survive The Walking Dead. But yeah, I'm amazed at these people. That's all they have to worry about is to get up in the morning and find some reason to complain. Amazing. Texter says, Klaus Schwab says you will own nothing and be happy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I know that's why I'm trying to, you know, it's great to have things. This is America. I love this. But on the other hand, I can't stand it if I can't find things. Texter says, Heidi, we must be sisters. My cabinets are organized, but I step over things and pretend they're not there. See, me too. I'm going to take my clothes off and throw them on the floor, but my cabinets have to be totally neat. Isn't that weird? We're just weird. All right, much more to get to on The Tara Show. I'm Heidi Harrison for Tara. You can find me Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show. Heidi Harris Show coming back. Big announcement. We're going to the left. Well, just on your dial. It's coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, I like that. I like that fancy music I've got. I'm Heidi in for Tara. Tara will be back on Wednesday, and I'm in for her for a couple of days. She's getting some well-deserved time off. I saw this Dear Abby today, and it was written by a woman in South Carolina. So that's why I thought I would share it with you and get your thoughts, texters or callers. Text line is open, 71307, 71307. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, and the GS Plumbing Talk line is 800-347-1063. Before I get to Dear Abby, I do want to mention to you something huge coming up next week. Huge. 1063 Word is moving to the left, just on your dial, though. 98.9 FM. 98.9 FM will be the new home for 1063 Word. I know that's confusing. So beginning Tuesday, March 28th, next week, News Talk 98.9 WORD. News Talk 98.9 will be the voice of the Carolinas. Why are we doing that? Moving to a much bigger signal to take over the whole state. We're taking no prisoners. I mean, the Carolinas in general, North and South Carolina, so, and it's going to have huge reach, so it's very exciting. So that's next Tuesday, March 28th. 1063 Word will be moving to 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas. That's what we're going to call ourselves. So very exciting. So be sure and, you know, make yourself a note. Change your dial. Get ready. Right now, it's a music station. We're making the big flip, because that's what we do in radio. We flip. All right. So, Dear Abby, I want you guys to tell me if you would dump this woman or not, or what you would do. Dear Abby, I have been with my husband for 10 years. Last year, his brother's baby mama died. Okay. You got that? His brother's, I guess. Okay. So his, the woman who had his brother's baby died. And we are stuck raising his brother's 11-year-old son. I told my husband I don't want to do this, but he refuses to listen. My youngest child is 28 years old. I think he's choosing this over our marriage. Advice, please. Dear post parent, this should not have been a unilateral decision. Why isn't the boy's father prepared to raise his son? Are there other relatives? I'm just asking you, what would you do in this situation? I mean, I'm surprised. I don't know this kid. Oh, she signs it, by the way, post-parent in South Carolina. I'm surprised that she would be so heartless. And I don't know the kid. Maybe the kid's a little monster. I don't know. But doesn't that seem a little bit harsh to you for her to say, I'm stuck instead of, hey, we have an opportunity here to raise a little child who I guess doesn't have a good dad and his mom just died. Here's our chance to come in here and try to make a difference for this kid. But she's all about, I don't want to do this. Wow. Wow. Text line is open, 71307. 71307. And imagine what it's like being a child in a situation like that where you're not wanted and you know you're not wanted. Wow. I mean, I don't obviously know the people here involved in it and why the father of the child isn't there, but I'm just surprised that anyone would be so heartless. It's just awful. Texter, I'm betting the father is out of the picture for a reason, probably drugs. And holy cow, is that woman honestly saying throw him into the foster care system instead of letting him be raised by family? Yeah, Texter, it sounds like it. I'm going to read the letter again. And feel free to text. 71307 is a text line, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Dear Abby, I've been with my husband for 10 years. Last year, his brother's baby mama died, and we are stuck raising his brother's 11-year-old son. I told my husband I don't want to do this, but he refuses to listen. I'm just, wow. I know people who are adoptive parents, and I, like I said, I don't know who the father is. I don't know this kid could be a brat. I don't know, but I'm stunned that instead of, okay, we're going to offer this child a home. I mean, do you have any idea what it's like to be an 11-year-old kid who just lost their mom? I'm just heartless, heartlessness of people. And I can see if the kid is, you know, 14 or 15 and torching your house and, you know, hurting your animals and all that. I can see where you'd want to maybe put him in some kind of a, you know, some other place. I don't think that you have that child destroy your life. But I'm just stunned that her attitude, we're stuck raising his 11-year-old kid. I mean, 11-year-old kids are fun. They're nice kids. And maybe you can make a difference in his life. Who knows what his situation is? Text her. Give this selfish bag the boot. Oh, I guess I'd be stunned. You know, sometimes you have to step up. Sounds like he doesn't have anybody else. I don't know for sure. Texter. Okay. Texter's saying very nice things about the show coming up at right after Jarrah's show. Very nice. Very nice things. And that gives me a chance to remind somebody. Straight Talk with Bill Frady premieres this morning right after the Jarrah show. So we're very happy about that. Texter, they've only been married 10 years. She's got 28-year-old plus kids. Sounds like she's already had some failed relationships in her past. I wonder if her selfishness led to those failed marriages. Yeah, good question. Texter, that woman needs Jesus. Right. Texter, Heidi, some people are selfish and can't recognize a hidden blessing. Everything happens for a reason. God is sovereign. So I hope you're listening, post-parent in South Carolina who wrote to Dear Abby today. Hope you're listening to this. Yeah, and once again, it's just, you know, who knows? The letter was probably long and they maybe condensed it, but I'm not going to make excuses for her. I'm just amazed that she's not. I know so many people who have bucked up and been able to, you know, handle a situation. You marry somebody and then all of a sudden their parent moves in. I know a guy who married a woman and within a couple of years she had a surgery that went awry that left her with brain damage and they took care of her for almost 20 years in their home. My friend said nothing. He did everything he could to help. Worked really hard to support his family so his wife could take care. They didn't expect that. They didn't plan on that. Boom, almost 20 years. They took care of her mother in their home because that's the kind of person he is. And it's the kind of person his wife is. Can you imagine? You know, you don't. Wow. Texter. Let's see. I'm trying to catch up with all these texts. You guys are texting fast and furious here this morning. Let's see. As a person who lost his parent at a very young age and was flushed in the foster care juvenile system, the worst feeling in the world is for a child to feel unwanted. Right. That's how I feel. I mean, I can't even believe that she wouldn't be nice to this child or whatever else. Unbelievable. Texter, that woman I think was looking for an excuse to leave, maybe. Texter, Heidi, maybe the problem is why can't the dad's father raise him? Well, that is a problem, but that's not the child's problem, right? I don't know anything about this situation. I'm not saying that, you know, that the father, obviously the father, where's the father? I get all that. I don't know the whole situation. I just think that based on her letter, it just sounds like she has no heart. Text her. He's already learned that his dad didn't love him enough to be around. Right. Now this lady wants to, him to learn the rest of his family doesn't love him enough to want him around. Right. What does that teach an 11-year-old? Yeah. Right. That nobody cares. And by the way, do you think the 11-year-old wants to be raised by somebody else? I don't care how bad your mother is. Kids want their mothers, right? You know that. If you've ever dealt with foster kids or a juvenile court system, you know that. The child always wants their mother, even if their mother's not good. Now, this child's lost the mother, and the wife is upset. Oh, we don't want to. We're stuck raising this kid. Oof. Texter, sounds to me like her husband needs to file for divorce. Texter, I have friends of mine in Louisiana who raised their son's child because the son and his girlfriend were financially incapable of raising the child. They were able to take over, but God bless these people. Texter, it's less than a 7-year sentence. Could have been from birth. That's true, too. I just stunned. It just seemed a little hard-hearted to me. I'm Heidi Harrison for Tara. Just to sit in for my girl, Tara, one of the best talk show hosts in the country, but I don't need to tell you that. I tell her that. I talk behind her back all the time. I tell people how great she is. Not that she needs to be told. Everybody knows how great she is. Anyway, she'll be back on Wednesday. I'll be in again tomorrow for Tara. Coming up at 10 o'clock. Woohoo! Very exciting. A new feature here on soon to be 89, or it's soon, right now it's 106.3 Word. And next week it'll be 98.9 FM. Okay, I'll give you that details on that in a second. But coming up next, Straight Talk with Bill Frady. Bill Frady, a voice and a name familiar to the upstate audience, right? Right. So he's got a brand new show here that replaced another show. It's called Straight Talk with Bill Frady. So don't miss it. Coming up right after Tara. Now, next week, that's March 28th at 9 a.m. 106.3 Word is going down the dial to the left, 98.9 FM, 98.9. 106.3 Word will become News Talk and 98.9 Word, the voice of the Carolinas. So put that in your calendar. All right, now going back to the Trump situation. While we're all focusing on Trump and what's going to happen with Trump, and are they going to put the handcuffs on and everything else? They want everyone looking on this side. Look over here. Don't look over the other hand. Okay. Did you guys hear about this? A coalition of mid-sized banks in the U.S. is calling on the government to ensure all deposits for the next 2 years in the wake of the Silicon Valley Bank. You know that the government's going to cover all those deposits. Over $250,000. They're not supposed to, but they're going to. You know that. Okay, right. Okay, just so you know. So apparently they sent a letter to regulators, this mid-sized bank coalition of America. They argued that a temporary suspension of the FDIC's deposit insurance limit, which is currently $250,000, is necessary to ensure that smaller banks can navigate the current banking crisis. Anybody who lived through 2008 and saw the mess there, oh, well, too big to fail. Oh, we can't. Oh, look at us. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. This is a problem, a huge problem. I mean, the banking system's about to collapse and nobody's even paying attention. I know Tara listeners are, but truth is a lot of people are looking at Trump and this and that and the other. Rick Grenell, as you know, former ambassador to Germany, super smart guy, has tweeted this morning. He said, the left has unleashed subpoenas and indictments against people who challenge their power. If you think this is just about Trump, you are naive. They started ignoring the rule of law years ago with sanctuary cities. They are now out of control. Wake up. Exactly right. Exactly right. Donald Trump Jr. tweeting this morning about his father said, remember this? Well, now more than ever, it's been proven right. If they can take him out, they're one step closer to taking you and your freedoms out. Apparently, that's been the plan all along. And Donald Trump Jr. put a little meme up, said, in reality, they're not after you, they're after me, talking about Trump. I'm just in the way, he said. True. True. I mean, it's all it's going to do is energize the base. It's going to it should irritate everybody. I don't care if you think Trump is the devil. You should be mad about this, that we're wasting taxpayer money on this. If you're a New Yorker, you ought to be furious that they spent almost 4 years investigating him for this nonsense and all of this money that they've spent. All of that money. Wow. Unbelievable. You know, meanwhile, do I need to say it about the southern border? We're not spending money there, which we should be. We're sending all of our money to Ukraine. We're going to put Trump in handcuffs. They'd love to get that shot. Wouldn't they love to get that shot? Everybody in the mainstream media would love to get a picture of Trump in handcuffs so they would run forever and a day. Unbelievable. So I don't know. Hopefully they won't do this because all they're going to do, and Elon Musk even came out. If you haven't seen this one, Elon Musk even came out and said if they do this to Trump, Trump will win in a landslide. In a landslide victory, he says. Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, a lot of people feel that way. They're just, you know, it's got to, like I said, even if you think Trump's the devil, it has got to make you wonder. And it's not, you should be objective enough to realize that even if you don't like somebody, everything they say about them probably isn't true. That may not be the case for the Bidens. No, but, or Hillary Clinton, right? But even if you don't like someone, you have to look at everything. Who's going after them? When people gossip, even if you don't like the person they're gossiping about, and when somebody tells you something about somebody else, you have to think to yourself, why are they saying this? What's in it for them? Right? How much of this is true? I don't like to listen to gossip, but how much of it is true? And who's benefiting from me believing this? Right? And that's a big part of it, because people love to tell you all kinds of things about other people. And I'm sure they do the same thing to Tara that they do to me when you go out to public events or your conservative events or wherever you go. People are always trying to whisper in your ear, telling you this or that about a candidate, expecting you to go on the air with it. Uh-uh. You know how much stuff I hear about people? Some of it's actually true. I don't go on the air with it. I'm not here to gossip. It's not what I do. 25 years on the air, I've never been sued for slandering anybody. Ever. Ever. Ever done it. Now, I'm snarky about my opinion about people sometimes, but I most certainly do not make up facts and don't lie about people. And it's interesting, too, because when it comes to things like political ads that run or political mailers, things like that, some people assume that if somebody writes it on a mailer, what comes to your door, that it must be true. No. I mean, I've seen things written in campaigns that if I said that on the air, I'd be sued. But they have a lot more leeway when it comes to political candidates. Texter, by the way, text line's open, 71307, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Text line is, if Trump's arrested, Hunter better be next. Right. I mean, this guy is, he doesn't even have Teflon in his skin. They just don't care. Texter, excited about Bill starting today. Woohoo! Me too. It's going to be great. Bill Frady coming up right after Tara. Texter, is that guy suggesting, you had an earlier caller talking about Hunter's laptop, is that guy suggesting the photos and videos on Hunter's laptop is photoshopped, right? Texter, the bank problem was initially caused by the bank choice of securities, fixed interest, U.S. government bonds, followed by the government raising interest rates. Well, that's part of what happened with SVB, because they'd invested in things that only do well when the rates are down. But see, that's the thing. You make business decisions, and if you don't make the right ones, you should fail. And they're investing in all kinds of woke things. We've all seen the stories on that. That's part of the problem. It's one of the reasons they're failing. You know, you invest in woke things, then, you know, they go woke, go broke, right? That's what should happen. Texter, Trump should take a picture of himself in handcuffs. Oh, that's probably on Hunter's laptop, too. Just kidding. Trump should take a picture of himself in handcuffs, post to social media, and beat them to it. Would take all their joy and impact away from them. Wouldn't that be funny? And you know what's going to happen at the end of the day. Who's going to win? Trump. Who's going to be smiling? Trump. I mean, he gets irritated with them. I don't blame him. He's going to be smiling. You can't take him down. You can't. They're going to try. They can't. I mean, he's like the ping pong ball. They try to drown over and over and over and over and over again. It's been the most incredible thing to watch. This vitriol aimed at Trump, they just can't stand it because he's upset their apple cart. He's just not going to go along with the program. And that's what they hate about him. Now, I'm not saying there aren't other people who could run the country well. Not saying that at all. I'm not happy about, you know, Trump's going to get blamed for the shots. If Trump becomes a nominee, if he survives this, which I think he will somehow, ultimately he will, in the end he will, but if he survives this and runs and, you know, becomes a president again, or even gets to be the nominee, they're going to start hammering him with every vaccine injury. Everything is going to be blamed on Trump. Everything. You know that. We all know that. They don't care about the vaccine injured now. They gaslight. I've interviewed some of these people. Their stories break my heart. It's not everybody. Never said it was everybody. But the people who have been affected, but nobody cares. The mainstream media won't talk to these people. Their doctors gaslight them. Nobody cares. But if Trump becomes a nominee, oof, they're going to hit him with everything about the shot, among other things. That'll be the next thing they do after this. Jeez. Unbelievable. But, you know, like Donald Trump said this morning on Twitter, it's not about his father. It's about all of us. It is, ultimately. Yep. I'm Heidi Harris in for Tara. You can follow me Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show. Coming right back. Likely, but I don't know. When they got DeSantis, who knows what's going to happen. But if he does become the nominee, I do believe the mainstream media is going to start talking about the people who are vaccine injured. It's not everybody. I've never said it was. But there are some people who are severely injured from this thing. I've interviewed some of these folks, and you see them all over Twitter and various places. And they're real, and they deserve to be listened to. They really do. And I don't like it when people, and I'll tell you something else. As somebody who didn't get the shots, I don't like people wagging their fingers at people. You deserve it. You got what you know, you shouldn't have gotten the shot. I told you not to. I'm not going to do that. I'm just not. And the reason I'm not going to do that, as tempting as it may be for some of these people, is because God shows me grace that I don't deserve every day, right? I mean, I've done things that I go, somebody could have gone, yeah, I should have told you not to do that. We've all made bad decisions, right? And I'm not good. I don't think wagging your finger at anybody makes it anything better. But we're talking about whether they're going to use it against Trump. I think they will. I think they will. Texter, wouldn't hitting Trump with a shot reveal that the Biden administration was wrong to mandate it? Yeah. Remember that? And remember when Biden got up and gave that one speech and all the red drapes were behind him? I look like, you know, Stalin speaking, right? I mean, can you imagine if Trump had done that, the visual on that? Trump had had a backdrop like that with red curtains, blood red curtains. Can you imagine what they would have called him? Brother. Texter, wouldn't hitting Trump with the shot reveal the Biden administration was wrong to mandate it? Also, Trump always pushed prophylactic medicine. True. Right. He did. He did. But the one thing that Trump won't back down on is that he did recommend the shot. He got the shot through and he's still patting himself on the back for that. And so, you know, Trump, he's never wrong. Once again, I voted for him twice, so you can save me the "you hate Trump" tweet, the messages, because that's not true. But, you know, he does not like to admit that he was wrong, so I don't see him doing that. But anyway, it's who knows what's going to happen with it, but I do think the mainstream media will go after Trump on it, if that happens. So we'll see, you know, see what goes on today, if or tomorrow, if they arrest him. Or, and, you know, I can just say, I don't think it's a good idea if, you know, he does get arrested, which seems so silly to me, to go to New York City and do anything, because look what's happened. I'm not saying that people shouldn't protest. I'm not saying you shouldn't have your voices heard or be cowed by this government. I'm not saying that. But look what happened to these people who went January 6th, went to jail for years. Some of these people based on nothing. Look at the, you know, the QAnon shaman, Jacob Chansley. Look what happened to him and all these people. You know, they can't find one person who torched every car in 2020. They can't find those people. I've never seen one of those people do a perp walk. But they seem to be able to just pick off these people one by one who were in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Crazy. So be careful, because our government's out to get you right now. And that's a big issue. And I hate to say that, but it's true. Very, very true. Texter, we were talking about Hunter Biden's laptop earlier, because, you know, Hunter Biden should be doing the perp walk, not Trump. Texter, hey, Heidi, if every image on Hunter Biden's laptop is bogus, his former business partners verify the emails and the outlining corruption are real, let's focus on that. Right. And by the way, I'm not a forensic IT person, but there are people out there who can figure out whether or not something was put on your laptop at a certain point, whether you delete something. They can do all these things. You know, I'm not an expert on this, but there are people who are. You know, you think you delete a file, it doesn't disappear from your laptop. Did you know that? Or your computer, did you know that? Don't you watch Forensic Files? What are you laughing about? It's true, though. Anyway. Texter, Heidi, Trump is not a biologist. He just got the program going. If anybody's responsible for these horrendous side effects, it's the pharmaceutical companies. That's true. They're the ones who told him it was fine. So, you know, I'm not blaming Trump for it. I'm telling you, the media is going to blame Trump for the shot. So we'll see what happens. Should be fascinating. Hopefully. And tomorrow is going to be a real fiasco. And if he gets arrested during the show, if that happens, we'll definitely talk about it right here on the Tara Show. You can follow me, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show. And don't forget, coming up right after the Tara Show, Straight Talk with Bill Frady, the newest addition to the 106.3 Word lineup. Don't forget also, next week, 106.3 Word moves to the left and becomes 98.9 Word, the voice of the Carolinas. So put that in your calendar for next Tuesday morning. I'm Heidi Harris. I will see you all tomorrow. Stay tuned for Bill Frady. Thank you so much for doing a great job in the studio, Tim. And thanks, Lee. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.